Hi, this is Dwayne again, back with more good stuff you really ought to know. Today I'd like to focus on just one little technique called chimes. And you can get a real authentic chime sound on the keyboard. One that really, I think really sounds like chimes. Just by the simple formula of playing a fourth in the right hand and a sixth in the left hand. But you have to play it high on the keyboard and you have to play it percussive and you have to use your pedal. Okay, if one of those elements is left out, you don't quite have the sound that you want. Okay, visualize the the way chimes are struck. I mean, it's a mallet striking a long pipe, right? And so you have a natural percussion sound, and then you have a great deal of reverberation. Okay, so if you're going to get the percussive sound, you have to snap your fingers down and get off of it in a hurry. I mean, you have to strike it, you know, like you're striking something. You know, not just a piano touch of playing a note like that, but, you know, or like playing a drum. Just snap it. Snap your fingers down on those notes and then get right off. When I was in college at Biola back in the, well, I won't tell you how long ago it was, but before Biola moved out to his present campus in La Mirada, they had a vertical campus downtown L.A. right by the library, and every day at, I think twice a day or maybe three times a day, A wonderful fellow named Gordon Hooker would go up the elevator to the roof of the Biola complex, and there they had chimes that could be heard all over the city, all over the downtown area of Los Angeles. And he would play some of the great old hymns of the faith. I think it was eight in the morning and probably noon and probably 5 o'clock. And I don't remember whether it was a nighttime one or not. It's been too long ago now, but as a student, I had the pleasure many times of going up and watching him play those chimes. And when you're up on the roof with him playing the chimes, the sound is just overpowering. And many times you couldn't recognize what the song was because there's too much reverberation. The echo just, you know, all over you. And so you really didn't know what was going on. And I always admired him for knowing what to do next, because this, you know, if you listen to your ear, if you let your ears be the guide, it just wouldn't work. So obviously he had to get past the sound. Well, be that as it may, you can play anything, any kind of melody at all using this formula. You simply play the melody, you see, in both hands, in your right hand with the little finger. Let's say you're playing Silent Night, and the melody goes G, A, G, E, okay? Well, with your right hand, play maybe the second highest G on the keyboard, and below it a fourth, D. Okay, with your left hand, put your thumb on the melody, G, and under that, put in a six. In other words, you have the melody double, don't you? Okay, so you have a fourth and a six. Now you say, yeah, but that makes the G chord, and the chord is C. I know, but that doesn't matter, okay? You can set the table by playing a low chord like that, you see, and that establishes the C feeling. In fact, chimes are good to use with a low bell. I used a low bell sound. Let me show you how that goes. I have you can do any chord you want, but I'm just doing the C chord. My left hand, I have the second C above the second C from the bottom of the keyboard with G above it. In other words, root fifth. And in the octave above that, I have my right hand playing root, second, third, and fifth, okay? And I play that percussively, too, and let my pedal up right away. I mean, not my pedal. I have my pedal down. I let my hands up right away. So, hear that? Then I establish that. Then I can play the melody. I'm using another style right now just to illustrate the fact that this chimes can't stand alone. You have to use it with other things. So now I'm on another style, right? Now, when I end the song, I think I'll try to come back to the chimes, and you'll see how they interface. Okay, so that's another good stuff you really ought to know. Chimes created with the fourth in the right hand, six in the left. Play it percussively. Use your pedal. Okay? We'll see you next month with another tip on good stuff you really ought to know.